Hello and welcome to Daily Psalm Reading. My name is Alex and today's psalm is Psalm 117. Psalm 117 is going to be read twice, first from the New King James Version and the second time from the Good News Translation. So join with me as we read together Psalm 117, first from the NKJV. Praise the Lord, all you Gentiles. Laud him, all you peoples, for his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. And now we read again from the Good News Translation. Praise the Lord, all nations. Praise him, all peoples. His love for us is strong, and his faithfulness is eternal. Praise the Lord. And that is the whole psalm. I love Psalm 117. It is only 2 verses long and it just goes over 5 lines. It's short, but it's beautiful. The psalmist encourages who to praise the Lord. Is it the Israelites? Is it the sons of Aaron? Is it the priests? It's all nations, all you Gentiles. So Gentiles is a term for non-Jewish people. Everyone, praise the Lord. This psalm is just for those of other nations. This is a call to come and worship God. God isn't just God of one particular peoples, but of all who fear him. And you might remember a few psalms ago, we had these encouragements to trust the Lord, you people of Israel, trust the Lord, you sons of Aaron, trust the Lord, all you nations. And we get that coming through again. And why should we praise the Lord? For his merciful kindness is great towards us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Because God is full of mercy. Have you experienced his mercy? I was taught that mercy is where you don't get something bad that you deserve. So where you don't get punished, but you deserved to be punished. And God isn't holding our sin against us. He has shown us mercy. And even more so, he has shown us kindness. He blesses us and is with us, and he gives us things that we could never pay him back for. His merciful kindness is great toward us. It's not sparing, he's not running out. And the truth of the Lord endures. The truth of the Lord doesn't change. The truth of the Lord stays the same. The things he says are true and can be trusted. They are a solid ground. They are a firm foundation. Not only do they endure through the hard times and through beatings. For thousands of years, people have been attacking the word of the Lord and the truth of the Lord, and yet it still stands today. And it will stand forever. And then the psalmist says, praise the Lord. The Good News Translation, which is more of a thought-for-thought translation rather than a word-for-word translation, phrases it as his love for us is strong. God is strong. His love is strong. It isn't weak. It isn't flimsy. It doesn't fail. It never fails, runs up, or gives up on us, as we sing in the popular worship song. And his faithfulness is eternal. He is faithful to his word. He doesn't let us down. He is faithful and true. Praise the Lord. And there's so many reasons why I love this psalm, and because it was so short, I can go into one or two of them. One of the things I love is that it is short. I don't know if you've ever thought, well, I would really like to write a song or a poem, but I couldn't write something that was long or has a chorus, or I'm not very talented in this way or that way. Praising the Lord doesn't have to be long-winded. You don't need fancy words. You don't have to spend ages coming up with something. It can be a simple, short encouragement. Praise the Lord, all nations, praise him, all peoples. His love for us is strong and his faithfulness is eternal. Praise the Lord. So write a praise, write a poem, write a song, even if it's short. Bring your heart to the Lord. Let people know what you are thinking, how you are feeling, how you'd like to bring him glory. Just because it's short, it doesn't mean that it's not worth being a psalm. The longest psalm, which we're going to get to soon, that's Psalm 119, is 176 verses. But it's only one psalm. This psalm is two verses. And it's still a psalm. Sometimes we compare ourselves to others. But God loves all of us, from the greatest to the least, with merciful kindness, with unchanging love and faithfulness. We don't need to compare ourselves to others. Whether we feel that we're a Psalm 117 or a Psalm 119, God knows us and loves us and hears us. Praise the Lord, all nations. Praise him, all peoples, for his merciful kindness is great toward us, and the truth of the Lord endures forever. Praise the Lord. This has been Daily Psalm Reading, Psalm 117. Thank you so much for listening. God bless you. And goodbye.